pushback. It's more of a letting go. It's more of just, it's not really laziness, but it's just sort of falling into the routine that veteran players get used to. Usually with something like that, you get full buy-in right away and everybody's into it, and then you get to game 60 and say, oh yeah, I was going to go out for early hitting again. I'm going to get right back on that. So we'll see. I think that tale will be told in time, and it will be concurrent with whatever their record is telling it.
You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670, The Score, a radio.com sports station. Gentlemen, I have the whole station to myself. Wow, you guys are at... Oh, I plan on it.
I'm like Omega Man.
I'm going to have a house party while you guys are gone. That's the goal of this week. It's guest week on the show. So since no one's here, I'm just going to invite people to come hang out with me. Today, Dion Miller from Channel 7 is going to hang out for the noon hour, and Jason Goff's going to hang out for the 1 o'clock hour.
Oh, awesome. That sounds great. Also, thank you so much for your participation in the poker event. It ended up being a smashing success, and it was great to have you in the room.
Yeah, I had to leave early, so I felt bad, but I busted a couple of people before I walked out and made them rebuy, so that's more money for Children's Oncology. So I felt like I did something good.
You did your job as a bounty, that is to get a couple people to rebuy and then get your own ass knocked out.
What? Well, the thing is that I only got knocked out because of time. I was the chip leader at my table.
Never defeated. Never defeated.
Never once. Defeated, but I met some really good Score fans, and it's always great to help Camp One Step. So I appreciate the offer to do it, and they're a great, great charity. I'm glad. And you were at your best when you were in front of that room of people.
Well, it's something I care deeply about, and when the Score family can come together and help kids with cancer, it's a reminder that even though we do a lot of silly and stupid stuff, sometimes we can all get together for really good reasons. So it was a great night.
Great. Boys, enjoy the game, enjoy the sunshine, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, Lawrence.
That is Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. They are at the Score House, and they are down in Arizona. I'm Lawrence Holmes, and I'm back from vacation. The top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Does your youth hockey team want to play in front of thousands? Make it happen with the Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program presented by Kia. Visit chicagowolves.com/youth hockey to learn more. And this hour is being brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Herbie, we got guests in the house. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
You have a commissioner that in his worst moment to date was talking about his league's championship in the most flippant way possible. When talking about the trophy, it's a small thing. It's a bad turn of phrase. But you're the commissioner of baseball. You're not a random caller to the Score who calls the trophy a piece of junk or a piece of metal. You're the guy. Your name is on the trophy.
Make me a bicycle clown.
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and I am here with you until 2 o'clock. I'm back off vacation. Whole new year for me here at The Score. The crew is in the building. Herb Lawrence, executive producer. Rick Camp, a.k.a. Rick Dam Camp, a.k.a. White Chocolate, a.k.a. Tuba Camp. He's here, too. So here's what we have planned. So The Score, everyone at The Score left. Like, they left, and they went out to Arizona for Score House. And I have TV responsibilities here this week, so I'm not able to go to Arizona this week. I'm going next week, which means they left the place all to me. So I get to just come and hang out in the studio. And I said, well, since everyone else is gone, how about we throw a party and we invite our favorite people? So Herbie and I got together and we started making phone calls and text messages. And we said, who are the coolest people that we know? Who can we invite into the house to come hang out in the house party? It's guest week this week on my show.
Guest week on the Lawrence Holmes Show starts now. No whammies, no whammies, no whammies. Stop!
Our guest for the 12 o'clock hour is definitely not a whammy. It's our friend Dion Miller from ABC 7.
I officially can't believe I'm batting leadoff for the house party right now. I can't believe it.
I'm so happy you're here.
I'm thrilled to be here. I love coming in. I love to see you. I love to participate in the conversation because I feel like when I'm driving around in my car, I'm doing that anyway.
Yes.
So it's nice to do that right in front of you.
Occasionally, I get a text from you where if we're on a subject, you're like, yeah, well, what about this? And it's good to have you here. You're one of my favorites, so I'm glad that going to hang out. If you like to text the show, you can do it at 670-11. I don't know if we'll take calls, but maybe we will. The Tech Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Well, Dion, what direction you want to go in first?
This is my Saturday.
Is it really?
It really is. Yeah, Mondays are my Saturday, which is fun. But I've been running around like a crazy person. So what if I missed this?
So wait, you literally were running around this morning though, right?
I was, yeah. I got my workout in. I go early. So Sunday to Monday is the night I get the fewest hours of sleep.
Okay.
Because I get home late and then life begins early on Monday morning because you have to get children to school and all those things. So if I don't get up at an obnoxious hour to go work out, it won't happen.
So what was the distance today?
I did a little over 6 miles.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't feel very good. It was slow and steady. I'm getting old and I don't want to admit it. So I just keep going.
So I had my first outside run yesterday.
Okay.
So this is one of the things that you'll realize is that this is where Dion and I, like, we vibe on a lot of levels, but Dion's like an expert runner and I'm someone who kind of gets out there and does my best. So I'm going to run the Shamrock.
Oh, you are? Great.
Yeah. I decided, like, I didn't run all last year.
Okay.
And I decided that I'm going to run the Shamrock Shuffle. So I've changed things up. Like, I'm actually preparing.
Yeah.
For, like, I'm actually training.
That's amazing. That will make the biggest difference, just that you are gearing up for it.
Well, it has. I mean, I've dropped almost 20 pounds.
It's amazing.
To get ready for it. It's not the only thing, but I mean, I wanted to lose some weight and I've dropped like 20 pounds.
Wow.
So I went for my first outside run. I've been running on the track at University of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, it was nice enough yesterday to get outside.
Beautiful.
Yesterday was a bad day to run.
Really?
And It was too windy.
Oh, too windy. I hate wind.
Yeah.
Oh, the worst.
Yeah, bring on the cold versus the wind.
I'd rather run in like even a light drizzle than rain or wind driving at my face. Like,
yeah.
It is the worst.
So I had to figure out a route because I knew where the wind was coming from. It was southwest because it was getting warmer in Chicago. And that's usually how that goes this time of year. I did all right. I did my 4 miles.
Good for you.
And I feel like I'm on track.
I was going to say, yeah, you're right there, right?
Yeah.
How far is it's the
499.
Yeah.
So between now and 3 weeks from now, I can find that extra mile.
You're there.
But it was fun to get back and like run again.
I know.
And then Spice Adams hooked me up with this thing.
Okay.
I don't know what you do in like post-run stuff. Spice Adams was like, hey, have you heard of this thing called PowerDot? And I was like, I don't know what it is. So it's like your own like personal electric stim thing.
Stop it.
So I said, come on. And so he said, check this out. Like, just check it out. And so I got it.
Yeah.
And I put it on last night after. I usually take about 2 days to recover from a run.
Yeah.
I actually feel great today.
Where did you get it? Don't say Amazon.
No. He got it for me.
No,
like,
kidding.
He was like, here, you need to try this. And I put it on my calf, on my right hamstring, and on my lower back. Feel fine.
You're kidding.
I was shocked.
Like, I need this.
Yeah.
Spice. Hook a girl up.
I need this.
I have chronic hamstring tendonitis, arthritis in my feet. I mean, this is too much to admit. I'm sorry. We're supposed to talk
about this. No, like, this is sports.
I sometimes feel like I'm getting older faster just because I've been hard on my body from running, which I enjoy it. I push myself through the pain. It's like a sickness, but my body hurts and it would feel good to not be in pain.
I was blown away because it's like one of those things like,
of course
but Spice has lost like 80 pounds.
He looks phenomenal.
And he said that this like helped him with his recovery from workouts.
Wow.
And I did it for an hour last night and it was magic.
That's awesome.
It was absolutely magic. I didn't ask you this the last time that you were here.
Yeah.
What's it going to be like to not do Cubs games anymore?
It's going to be hard. I am a baseball junkie at heart. I mean, it's my first love. It's what I love about sports is baseball. I mean, I love being at the games. I love that every single pitch, something could change. I hang on that. I enjoy it. And that was such a treat to be able to be at the game and be able to see things and like help the viewer see things that they weren't seeing on TV and being participating with Len and JD. Like it was a lot of fun. And I was like, I'm not going to miss it that much. Cause a lot of times it was really long days. It'd be like the pregame and then going in and anchor. It would just be a lot of work, but I loved it so much. And I loved being there and you get to know the ushers and it felt good to do that. I really enjoyed it. And I didn't think it would bother me, but then we were at Cubs convention and they ran like all the highlight videos. And yes, I'm an emotional person anyway, but I got kind of like sad. I just was like, oh, I'm going to miss that for the challenge that it was for me with my skills. And it pushed me to do stuff that I didn't normally do, like no prompter and off the cuff and very much ad lib. And I loved that challenge, but I love the game so much that I'm going to miss having that front row seat the way that I did.
It's a strange thing, like how the marketplace in Chicago media changes because of Marquee and the fact that you had a bunch of the stations that were involved in Cubs baseball in one way or another. And when you walked in, I was like, because you were talking about how you weren't running, but I know that you were doing all sorts of stuff. And then we see the gun show when you'd be out at Cubs games last year. Now we're going to have to not get to see the gun show anymore.
Well, it's funny that I only got a few years of it. I can't imagine the people at WGN and even at NBC Sports, who that was so much a part of their rhythm every single year, and to not have that anymore is going to be, it's just different. But that different doesn't mean bad, you know, like it can still be great access for Cubs fans. It doesn't change what I do nightly on the news at all. I just hope Cubs fans who love their team all get to watch.
Yeah, that is the next thing. Like the first marker was spring training, and I was in Arizona when all of this was going on.
Yeah.
Where I wake up Saturday morning, and I've joked about that. It's Aloho Daily today. I talked a little bit more about my spring training thing. But I wake up on Saturday morning, and the forecast was it's just going to rain for most of the day. So I said, am I really going to go to Glendale? Am I going to drive to Glendale for them to tell me that they're not going to play baseball? But they had the clubhouse open, and you got to talk to people. And they were quick. Like the White Sox and every other team were super quick. And they were like, we're not playing. And then there are the Cubs. And the Cubs are like, oh, we think we're going to play later. Later today. And I'm sitting there going, if there was no marquee, there's no way they would have played the game. Now, the great thing for the Cubs, the storm blew through at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was beautiful outside.
Yeah.
And they got like this perfect sunset in Arizona for their first game that they were going to play. But I was walking around. I didn't feel like going back to the ballpark. I was walking around. I found a place to eat pizza. And I watched it on the MLB app because it was a free trial.
Okay.
So you could watch. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, so here's the broadcast that they're doing.
Yeah.
And my biggest takeaway from like Marquee overall, and we've been going into some of the minutia on it. But at the end of it, it's Len and JD. Like that's it.
Yeah.
I don't even know if any of the other programming, and I'm not trying to diss anyone over there, if any of the other programming matters. What matters is what's your game look like? And I imagine the game is going to look and sound fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I've met some of the talent that they brought in. I mean, these are hardworking people who want to bring Cubs fans what they want. Okay. So I am all about, let's give this a chance. I've been a part of startup networks. It is not easy. And you're in there, you're putting in all these hours and nothing's going on the air. And you're like, okay, is this really going to work? Is it not? There's a lot of nerves. There's a lot of excitement. You're bonding with these people that you're creating something. They're hoping this is like Yes Network. They're hoping that this is one of those that just becomes part of the fabric of a sports viewer's life. And they get to be there from the ground up. And that is exciting. But gosh, there are a lot of bumps along the way. And right now we're kind of like navigating through that. Unfair as it may be to diehard Cubs fans.
No, I do think that it is unfair that they kind of get caught in the middle on all of this, and you're being asked from one side to put pressure on the other side. And I don't think that that's a very fair thing. And then there's the whole concept of the fan who doesn't have any money.
that they're just out. Other than us here at the score, like having the radio call, like I don't know where to put that because I do believe that the Cubs have a right to make money, but I also worry about that fan who's loved the Cubs their entire life and doesn't have the time or doesn't have the money to shop around.
To try
and find the games.
That's the thing. I mean, that I know someone I work with who doesn't have her. She's a Comcast customer, and she doesn't want to make changes and doesn't, you know, have the money to do all of that stuff. And she's like excited that today's game is on ESPN, and she gets to see it's spring training or not. Like they want to see their team, and I feel like things will get done at like the 11th hour. I feel like it will all get figured out, and fans will see them wherever they want to. But you just wonder at this point. There is genuine cause for concern 3 weeks before opening day.
Dion Miller of ABC7 is here hanging out. What I'm calling the house party this week, guest week. Jason Goff's going to be here in the 1 o'clock hour. We've got a group of really great people, and Dion gets to kick it off. Did you go down to Arizona?
I did. I was there we were there for 10, 11 days.
From pitchers and catchers?
Yeah, and I love that time because it's kind of like when spring training comes to life and the season kind of starts to form. I every year say I will always advocate to do more, but I always think we should go back the last week before opening day because then you kind of see, okay, who's going to start with the big league club, who's maybe not. And I feel like especially for White Sox this year, that is where that's super important. Like, what's it going to look like on opening day? And I feel like you get that once they start playing games, and because the stories we get early are just like, how was your offseason? David Ross going to be a good manager? Like, you know, the same storylines. And then once that's done and they start playing games, then every day is something new. And I feel like it would be good to go back. But we get a ton when we're there. And that part, it's my favorite. I mean, it's a long trip, but it's one of my favorites.
Well, I want to know if you had the same feeling that I had when I was at White Sox out there. There's a good vibe.
There's energy.
That's a better word for it. There's an energy to it. I got into this conversation with Tim Anderson, who has kind of designated himself as, I'll be the spokesperson for this team.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I'm not dreaming that. You had the same feeling.
I sat down with him too, and he is not afraid to be that voice. He is blown away. He said, it is crazy when you say things and you realize that people are actually listening to you. And he has become that voice. He's incredibly confident, but because he knows what he can do and he's excited. And he even said, he's like, we're not saying we're going to win the World Series this year, but we know that we're closer right now than we've ever been and we are not going to waste it. And that it was awesome to hear that. The analogy he gave me was that, like, it's kind of like mixing Kool-Aid, right? Like you're trying to get the combination right. And I was like, well, pass it out because a lot of people are drinking the Kool-Aid right now. I mean, I could feel that just walking around Glendale and Camelback Ranch. And what I loved is that you're turning around and you're like, wow, oh my gosh, there's Yasmani Grandal. And then, oh, Dallas Keuchel. And oh my goodness, Michael Kopech is back. And then, oh, right. I mean, Rodon is up. It was like everywhere you looked, you got excited. And then Luis Robert shows up. And those guys all sitting together in the clubhouse. It's like Abreu and Moncada and Robert.
Robert
and,
being in the middle of Moncada and Abreu, I thought, is a really, it's telling. It's a very interesting.
Totally is.
Because you want to put him next to Abreu because, look, this guy's work ethic is second to none. Yeah. The way that he approaches the game is a really impressive thing. And then you have the phenom, the guy that's going through the stuff that you're going through sitting right next to you, too. I wonder if that's going to continue when they come north.
I wonder, too, and I bet it is. Didn't we hear, I think I heard it on the score, that Robert has been coming in early with Jose Abreu and like adopting his same kind of work ethic. Like that is going to go so far for him as he makes this transition. There's no question about it. But I loved seeing all of those guys together laughing, like even with Eloy on the other side and Nomar Mazara and Lurie Garcia, and like they're all coming over to hang out. And I wish I could understand everything that they're saying, but they are having a blast. You can tell that they're bonding in their own way. And again, I think that's super valuable.
That was the other takeaway that I had from being at White Sox at Camelback Ranch. I think all of us, every one of the places that gather news, gather sports in Chicago, we need to start investing in Spanish-speaking people.
Yes, I'm so angry at myself that I took how many years of Spanish in high school and college, and I can understand some,
yeah,
but gosh, it would mean, it would be incredible to be able to do what, like, Sierra Santa.